Glenn Jacobson, Minnesota. At the end of this, see if you notice a trend. Minnesota doesn't require hunting licenses because they're not game. We have threatened and endangered species that are permitted statewide. Other than that, that's about it. You can road hunt, you can pick up on the road, you can do all that. Now, the secret that I'm discovering is, see, Florida's got a ton of perks, so they've got a ton of laws. Texas has a lot of perks, so they've got a lot of laws. Nevada has some perks, so they've got some laws, and we have virtually no perks, so we have virtually no laws. And that's like, most of our laws are city-based. The city of Minneapolis has their laws, the city of St. Paul right next door has their laws, and they're markedly different. Every single suburb around the metropolitan area has their own laws, and they're all different. So when you move from one house to another or one apartment to another, your laws are likely to change. Trying to keep track of all of the various local laws and ordinances regulating what you can and can't keep is a nightmare. Because they change regularly. And we have one phrase that's used over and over and over and over in Minnesota. It's called wild by nature. Who can tell me what wild by nature means?
That's called down the street.
Yeah. You know, a turtle, a western painted turtle made it to Minnesota, taken out of the wild, okay, and this is wild by nature, but is it dangerous? Hardly. Somebody's piebald albino ball python, is that wild by nature? It's never seen the wild, it's never lived in the wild, it's never going to survive in the wild, but because the original stock was from the wild in Africa, some people consider that wild by nature, others don't, and it's a big mess, especially when you get to law enforcement and prosecution, because I have to prove something beyond a reasonable doubt to convict you of violation. So what's beyond a reasonable doubt that something is wild by nature? I've been fighting in Minnesota for 25 years or better to go to a system like Florida uses where everything is listed by species, by subspecies. These are prohibited, these are permitted, these are allowed. I'd love it if we could do that, but that takes away somebody's discretion, and we don't like that. So, in essence, come on up and look for herps.
You won't find it.
You're not going to find it.